today, teacher Ryan Ash is with us, and he's brought three cellists to play. And each will play, and we'll talk with each of them after they each do a piece, and then they're all going to do a piece together. And we're going to begin with 13-year-old Robinson Township resident Annie Chimera. That was Annie Chimera, and Annie, it was great to hear you, and I'm going to walk over. I think I'm able to do that. I'm going to switch microphones so I can come over and chat with you a little bit as I tiptoe through a couple obstacles here. What was the piece you played?
Sonata in E minor by Antonio Vivaldi.
It was beautiful. What do you like about playing the cello?
It like really gets like a it's like a different type of music that I don't usually play at like school or something, and it's like it's more interesting to learn.
Do you play other instruments?
Yes, I do. I play the guitar and the ukulele.
Ukulele's getting more and more popular. What kind of music do you play on the uke?
Anything that's like I can find, really, like music I listen to, and then like find new music on Pandora or something.
Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody who's listening?
I would like to acknowledge my granddad for giving me all the love and support for listening.
Terrific. And let's see, you're probably, what grade are you going into now?
I'm in eighth grade currently, and I'll be going into ninth next year.
And what school are you in?
Raymond Christian School in Moon Township.
Have you thought about what you might like to do after you get out of school?
Maybe be a writer or a photographer.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to talk with you. And our next performer, we're getting ready to go. And we are going from oldest to youngest here this morning, from oldest to youngest. And next up is Elliot Drake. Elliot is 7 and from Ross Township.
Thank you.
Well, that was very nice, and that's Elliot Drake, who just performed. Elliot, how old are you?
7.
You did such a nice job. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
No.
No? How long have you played cello?
4 years.
Now, I see, looking at the neck, you've got some stars in a couple places. What are those for?
So I know where to put my fingers sometimes.
That's a good helper, because the cello doesn't have frets like a guitar does, so you just kind of have to know, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you practice a lot?
Yeah.
I can tell that you're really a good player, and I enjoyed listening to that song. Who brought you here today? Who's with you?
My mom.
Is she out there listening? There she is. She's waving at you. You sounded very good. What school do you go to?
Ross Elementary.
Well, it's very nice to have you here today. Now, next up, you're going to hear all three kids play together in a moment. But we have Alexei Sutkin, who is going to join us next. And Alexei, we're all set for you. And let me turn to Ryan for just a moment. This is a great group of students.
Well, yes, they are. And it is a real privilege to be able to come and teach them every week. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of parents understand how it is to watch kids grow up, but I'm a little new to it, so it's quite a thing. I just wanted to say a little bit about Alexei's piece. It's very short, but it is kind of a big thing. Because he, well, I don't know how many months, but he started the cello most recently, and, you know, before he even got a cello, he needed to do 500 bow holds and then another 500, so that took a few months, and now we've got his technique set up, and so, a short thing on a string instrument may not seem like very much, but I just wanted to say a little bit about what he's been able to do, and really what everyone has done to, bring this music out of the instrument.
Now, when you say 500 bow holds, what is a bow hold?
Well, I need about a week or two to teach the balance and flexibility needed to hold the bow. And if you can imagine putting a pencil in between your fingers and holding just sort of with your fingertips, you know, that could be very slippery, and it can fall out of your hand so easily, especially when you're doing all kinds of crazy gyrations with the bow. And so we just get a lot of practice holding the bow and doing exercises to get things flexible. And we do silly things too, like bouncing balloons back and forth and passing rubber bands and, you know, climbing up stairs and under chairs and behind refrigerators to get at the bow. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
It sounds very much like that. Well, we're going to listen now to Alexei Sutkin, who is 6. And I think this will be his first ever radio performance. So, Alexei, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Dima little monkey,
bass with really good tone, and you knew all of the notes. That was really... Do you have a name for that song?
Yes, it was.
What's the name of it?
I'm a Little Monkey.
I'm a Little Monkey. I like it. What school do you go to, Alexei?
Fairview Elementary.
Fairview. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. Would you like to say hello to anybody who brought you here today or to anybody who might be listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mama.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. And now we're going to have all four cellists, because Ryan is also going to join them. I want to thank all of you for being here today. And what are you going to play?
Well, we have kind of a silly piece called Aunt Rhody Goes to Arabia, where we take the song Allegro and put it into harmonic minor. And then Annie here has a pretty snazzy part with a harmonics and a ricochet bow, where the bow just sort of bounces on the strings. And we're going to put it together. So here we go.
Okay, and I'm going to thank Annie Chimera and Elliot Drake and Alexei Sutkin, along with Ryan Ash from the Center for Young Musicians. Thank you to the Center for Young Musicians. I have a few messages for you. Don't go away. A few people have texted or emailed us at 412-200-5975 or slb@slbradio.org. Does anybody know a Jeannie Gillingham of Delmont? Jeannie? I think you do, Elliot. That is your grandma, and she writes, "So proud of Elliot Drake. He does a wonderful job practicing and playing the cello. Beautiful." And here is Alexei's family. "Great job, everyone," writes Alexei's family. So thank you for being with us today.